Hey there, fam. Welcome back to the Bodyfully podcast. My name is G Sunny. If this is your first time here, I welcome you into this space where perhaps we can have more clarity about why we're here, who we are, and to align our lives with authenticity, with boldness, and a congruence that really connects to your deeper inner truth. And I know if you are returning, you are absolutely gung-ho about everything related to spirituality and life purpose. So without further ado, let's get started, because today we are talking about love. What is love? This has been a question that has been extremely in the forefront, extremely loud in my headspace, my heart space the past few years. And it's all starting to come together for me. And I know some people say love is a feeling that we get when we are surrounded by people that are meaningful to us. Others yet describe love to be this thing that is ineffable, indescribable, the very thing that we live for. For me, I've experienced love as the thing that actually we're wired together with. And for me, love has always been synonymous with words like God, Source, or Creator. I'm beginning to find that love is not necessarily something that we need to strive for, because it's something that's already innate within us, something that we need to discover. And whenever we feel true, pure love, it's because we're in the presence of the divine, of something sacred. In fact, love is, I believe, the ripple effect of the presence of God. And it's something that truly moves not just our actions, our spirits, but it really moves our hearts to seek something greater in our lives, to really pursue expansion in a way that feels, for lack of a better word, loving, that feels absolutely magical, and that feels complete. I've been thinking about love lately in a way where I have really had to look at myself in the mirror and really have radical honesty about whether or not I am showing up in love. A few weeks ago, I had created a post on one of my social media accounts, maybe my only social media account that I'm active on, and even that is an overstatement, but I created a post that was asked to be taken down by someone. And for me, tapping into my higher commitment of self-expression, I found it very conflicting, because I also have another higher commitment of expressing kindness in this world. And when the two conflicted, I created another post almost as a compromise to try and tap into both higher commitments, both the self-expression as well as kindness. But in doing so, I came from a place where I was compromised. And instead of coming from a place of pure love, I came from a place of almost an obstinance. I'm an extremely stubborn person, a trait that I continue to work on every day alongside patience. And I created a post. If you can hear squeaking in the back, that's one of my puppies. But I created a post that perhaps triggered her in a way that is not my intention, and she became infuriated with how I had created another post where she felt singled out, where she felt I was unfairly pointing something out of her, when in fact it was something that I recognized, and something that I wanted to bring to awareness that we all have baggage. But she became infuriated, and I, in my place of having the intention to create more peace in my life, more peace within myself, I dismissed what she was actually asking for underneath the hurt and the anger. And it wasn't until recently that I was listening to someone speak, I believe it was a podcast, and he really asked me, am I coming from a place of love? If we are all here to embody, to express love, are we doing that? And in what parts of our lives are we not embodying love? What actions are we embodying, are we expressing that don't come from a place of love? And that instance is the first thing that popped up in my mind, even though it hadn't been on my mind in a while. Here's the thing about the human experience that I've come to acknowledge and embrace, and it's taken me a while. But the human experience, it's what is that saying? When we have a hammer, everything looks like nails. I've carried this hammer for a while, and it's a story about how people want to take advantage of others, how people want to take advantage of me, and how I need to stand my ground and stand up to bullies. And because I've carried this hammer for a while, everything has looked like nails. When in fact, perhaps if I would have taken the time to really address that limiting belief, really address that narrative and that movie script that was playing in my head, I might have come from a different place. I might have reacted or responded differently than the way that I had. And so I'm asking myself lately, what is love? How do I know if I'm in it? Not just feeling it, but how do I know if I'm in love? And I realize that we are all here and we all talk about life purpose and create so much confusion and chaos when life purpose really is so simple. Your life purpose, my life purpose, the person to your left and to your right, their life purposes, it's the same. We all have the same life purpose, but they just happen to have different shades or different patterns, like a kaleidoscope. And all of our life purposes come back down to this one single point, the singularity of love. We are all here to experience and embody love. And that could look slightly different from you to me, to your sister, to your father. And the four main categories that I've been able to come up with, and if there are more, please let me know. I would love to have and start a conversation, a dialogue with you. But the four main categories of love that I've come to find are inspiration, expression, compassion, and communion. Some of us are here to be an inspiration to others. The word inspiration has its Latin roots to mean, it breaks down to inspire, which means to breathe life into someone. So some of us are here to breathe life into others, to turn on light bulbs, if you will. Some of us are here to be an embodiment of love in the aspect of expression. So this is the artist, the person that loves to create music, to create art, poetry. It's the way that we express our perspectives and life in a way that, and it goes hand in hand with inspiration, but that in a way that inspires others. Others of us are here to express and embody love in the form of compassion, to show compassion to ourselves, to our others, to show forgiveness to ourselves and to others. And then finally, the last category of embodying love that I could think of was the sense of communion. Communion with God, communion with the very magical, mystical things beyond the veil that really, truly turn our worlds upside down, that break our chains, that really have us rethinking the things that we've been conditioned to believe. Communion with love in a way where we are digging deep down into ourselves. So the union with the self, with the God spark inside. So some of us have that as our life purpose. And then it's really interesting to think about life purpose in a way that perhaps, again, life purpose, if you haven't heard me talk about this and belabor this before, life purpose isn't a noun, it is a verb. Life purpose is the way that you show up every day. The things that you choose to focus on, the things that you choose to do. And if life purpose is a verb, then it is constantly moving, it is constantly changing. Which means that perhaps if expression was a life purpose when you were in your 20s, then perhaps communion becomes a greater part of your life purpose in your 40s. Love is the very reason why we are all here. It's the thing that we think of as life purpose. And when it comes down to it, those of us that feel lost, like we've lost our way, or those of us that feel like there is a certain emptiness inside. I have so many clients come to me because they feel like a sense of void, a sense of emptiness that exists inside. Or the other main reason why they come to me is because they feel lost. The only reason why we ever feel one of those two things, like there is an emptiness inside or we feel lost, it's because we've forgotten. I'm going to pause for a second, my puppies. They're actually really not even puppies anymore. They're 2.5 and 4. But they're barking in the background, and I'm not sure if you're able to catch that. Retracking, where was I? Life purpose. The thing that we think we're looking for when we're feeling lost, when we are feeling a sense of emptiness inside. The thing that we are looking for is as simple as remembering to embody love. And it's not something that comes from outside of you. I cannot give any of my clients that purpose. I cannot give them that sense of love that connects all of us. But life purpose, embodying love and experiencing love the way that you are here to experience today in this lifetime, is the very thing that you might be looking for if you're feeling lost or if you're feeling like a certain type of emptiness inside. So here are some things that I like to do to tap back into love. When I think about love, I think about the instances, those times when I felt a sense of elation. It's not something that I feel when I look at the loved ones in my life, although that does happen. But love in the most purest vibration that I can express, that I can remember feeling, is this feeling of an elation that goes beyond comprehension. And maybe I'll go a little bit deeper into my personal story here. So a while ago, in a different chapter of my life, I experienced something, a spiritual awakening, if you will. And that came in the form of what they call twin flames, twin souls. The concept of twin flames or twin souls is that you are manifested into this world, onto this planet, but your soul splits into two. And so you spend all of your life longing for your other quote-unquote half because your soul has split into two. And when you meet this person, it's supposed to be the most indescribable, life-altering, reality-turning upside-down type of experiences where everything you've come to know about your world, about your life, completely goes 180, turns 180. And I had no idea that this concept even existed. Until I actually met someone, and that experience of feeling seen, that experience of feeling like this transcendence that happens, like all of your life you've spent experiencing this feeling that you don't belong, that you're alone, and you come into an awareness, an experience where someone comes into your life and all of a sudden everything makes sense and you are no longer alone. And it's not even the person's personality. It's not what they're sharing. It's not what they're saying. It's just a thing that happens when I met an individual that completely shattered everything that I believed I knew. It felt like I was on top of the world, looking down with the most terrifying fear of heights, and being given the courage and permission to jump, being reminded of the fact that I have the ability to fly. And that's what the experience felt like. And it was the most, and it sounds beautiful, it sounds amazing, and it was, except it comes with this aspect of going through the most agonizing experience and time period of your life, where you feel like all you want to do is go to sleep and never wake up. And it's the hardest thing for me to share, given that I am at my nature, the nature of my personality, the expression of my soul is to be a happy, a positive, loving, kind, upbeat person. And to have gone through that experience where I spent hours upon hours in the bathtub crying myself to sleep, or actually I didn't cry myself to sleep, crying in agony, not understanding why I felt so much despair. It was the most excruciating experience of my life to date, including, maybe not including my ayahuasca trip, but the most excruciating experience of my life that I had to go through for years of not understanding this despair, this disconnect that I felt from myself, from God, from this world. And it really helped me to reshape what I believed about love. The love that we're taught in this world is one of conditions, of expectations, right? I love you if you bring me coffee in the mornings, if you tell me you love me, if you stand up for me, if you are living up to my expectations. We are taught this love of expectations and condition, even from our parents, even the best intentioned parents unwittingly express love in a way that we believe it needs to be conditional. But sometimes, if we're really lucky in this lifetime, God or Source will come to you and show you how distorted that belief is, and how love is this thing where we feel connected to our Creator. It's the experience of being in the presence of God. And there are two aspects of love that I didn't know existed until my, if you want to call it a twin flame experience, let's call it that, and my ayahuasca experience. And it's that, A, it is absolutely unconditional. I don't have to do anything to be any other way than just to be me and to tune into myself and to go inside my heart, connecting and bridging the gap between my ego and my spirit. That I don't need to do anything for those things to be gifted to me. It's just like the breath. When I breathe in and I do it intentionally, I remember that it is a gift that I receive. I receive the breath. I'm not doing the breath, I am receiving the breath. So A, I've learned that love in its purest form, the way that we are here to really experience it and get closer to it, is this unconditional aspect where there is absolutely no condition. And B, I've learned that when we're in the presence of true love, when we're in the presence of God, not the love that we think of for our family members or for our partners or anyone else, but when we're in the presence of love, of God, There is a sacredness that enters and pierces our heart. And we begin to really have this compelling need. It starts as a little itch, but then it grows into this compelling need to experience our origins, to understand and to witness why we're here, which is to embody love, to be in the presence of love. And love, unconditional love even, isn't something you give. It is not something you give. Unconditional love is something that you are, you experience. And as a result of you living in that space of that vibrational frequency, that vibration of love is something that just radiates. And those that are ready to receive it will be inspired from your presence. And those that aren't tuned into that vibration and can't hear it, can't feel it. So to close out this space today, my dear family, the best ways that I have found to experience love is to go through each aspect of my life, each relationship of my life, each particular life slice, if you will. If you Google life wheel, you'll come across hopefully a visual that'll help you to really see and understand that we have different categories that we can organize our lives into. So you can think of life as those different categories. You can think of life as different relationships or different chapters of your life. But going through each area of my life, I ask myself where I can be unconditional. So it's that complete surrender to accepting the way that life is, that complete embrace and having gratitude for each aspect of my life, even the most traumatic ones. So when I do this exercise, I like to either journal or meditate on it. You don't have to do either. You can just wash your dishes, go for a walk with your dogs, and just, I mean, I guess it is a form of meditation, but you don't have to sit and close your eyes to meditate on this. But really contemplate and reflect different areas of your life and how you can. It's an act of surrender. A surrender to something greater than you. How you can surrender to that divine, that divinity, that spark that birthed you in this world in the first place. How you can surrender to Source and God and actually beginning to open your heart, beginning to accept that aspect of unconditional acceptance of that particular person, of that particular relationship, that experience. How can you be unconditional? So that's been, in my experience, the fastest way for me to experience love, to release all of my expectations of what my quote-unquote ego, my mind, thinks it needs to be, the stories that I've been conditioned with, what they tell me I need to experience to be happy, letting go of all of that, releasing all of it, and then just really coming back to yourself in this moment right now. For those of you listening that like to meditate with your eyes closed, that like to create the space to commune with yourself, with God, with your inner truth, something that I have found to be helpful in really experiencing the absolute blissful nature of unconditional love is to take the space to be intentional about your breath in the beginning of the meditation. So something that I like to do is breathe in for 4 through my nose and then breathe out for 8 through my nose. So it's breathing in, it doesn't have to be 4, but counting in however long you'd like to, but breathing out twice as long. And I like to add the component where both inhale, exhale is through the nose, but I'm also including the component where I am breathing from a deeper space. So some people like to call it the ocean's breath. When you're breathing in a certain way, it sounds like the ocean, right? Like the waves lapsing onto the shore and then being pulled back out. The way that I like to practice it is to listen for the ocean's breath with my nose, but to the easiest way I've been able to engage this practice is to breathe in almost as if I'm about to snore. So it's a closing or a collapsing of part of your airway in the back of your at the back of your nose. But when I breathe in that way, when I breathe in through the ocean's breath or collapsing partially so that it almost feels like I'm about to snore, it creates a sensation that helps me. And I don't have gadgets attached to my brain, so I have no idea if I'm releasing DMT in this way, but it really helps me to create a sensation in my body where I can really connect to the pineal gland and where I can really drop in to whichever part of my body I want to be fully aware of and to create a sense of presence in. So I hope that was helpful for you. I hope that helps you to, even if you don't resonate completely with everything that I've shared, I hope there's something in here that you have picked up on that helps you to really connect to love, your life purpose, and why you're really here. If you have any questions, if you have any feedback, or you just want to start a dialogue, feel free to find me on Instagram. It's Bodhifully, Bodhifully. You can feel free to message me there or send me an email. It's gsun@bodhifully.com. Otherwise, I look forward to sharing in this space, creating, co-creating intentionally in this space with you next time. I'll see you guys on the other side.